You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and with me right now is Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for the Juno Public Libraries. Welcome back to the show, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Well, we're going to talk about what's going on at the library for the month of February, but before we get into that, this is a great time, great weather to curl up inside with a book, especially if you can sit in a sunbeam while you're reading. So what are you checking out right now?
So right now, well, I hit a little bit of a reading slump. And so I took a recommendation from a coworker. Last week, I posted the best books that staff read in 2020 on Facebook. And one of them was a kid's book, kid's chapter book called Camp Murder Face by Sandra Mitchell and Josh Burke. And it's set in the early 80s. And it's about two kids who go to a camp that has been closed, mysteriously closed, and has reopened. And then weird things start happening and they have to figure it out. And it was just a nice little fun book to read, to be reading while everything is cold outside. And it's entertaining. And I'm excited to recommend it now this summer for upcoming summer reading.
Camp Murder Face. That's a
Camp Murder Face. It's a little spooky, but not too spooky. So, you know, for those kids who like things to be scary, but not not Are You Afraid of the what scary stories to tell in the dark. This is not as spooky as that is.
Yeah, those definitely terrorized me as a child.
Yep.
Well, that's great to hear that the staff picks are up on Facebook. I will absolutely go and check those out. I happen to be reading a book called The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. It's on audiobook, and I'm really enjoying it so far. It's a serious story, but very compelling about racism and colorism. So I just I'm learning a lot from reading it, and it's a really good story as well so far. About halfway
good.
Through it.
So far.
I don't expect it to take a turn for the worse. But anyway, so the library's open again and activities are resuming. What is on your list to talk about today? Should we start with the blind date with a book?
Sure. So February is Library Lovers Month and Valentine's Day is coming up. But we're doing blind date with a book again, and we've done it off and on over the years. And for people who don't remember, you come to the library, we have displays up at all three branches, and you pick up a mystery book. It's wrapped in paper, so you don't know what the title is. And then you get to take it home and read it. And each book has a form to fill out to say whether or not you liked it, whether or not it surprised you, were you glad that you've read it, or did you just not care for it? And anybody who returns when those forms in will be doing a prize drawing in April.
Cool.
So you have a chance to win a prize.
Wow. So what, you don't have to give me any spoilers, but what types of books have you chosen to be in this selection?
I've looked at them, and it's a wide variety of different books. There's fiction, nonfiction, some kids books. I think they've pulled maybe some banned books or books that have been either really popular or not popular at all, that they kind of want to showcase a little bit so people can kind of get read something out of their comfort zone or read something that they may have not chosen on their own.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So have people been coming by and checking those books out? It's already going on?
Yep, it's already going on. I think they set up the displays last week, so it's already going on. I think they've been refreshing the books whenever the displays get low. And I also know that our mail services patrons, those patrons who live out in the bush and who don't have a library access, the Juno Public Library gives those people library resources. They were asked if they wanted to participate, and they were very excited. It was a resounding yes. So I think 20 or so of those books are going out to the bush for people. A lot of people are coming in and picking them up. So it's been a great response.
Did you yourself select any books to go on a blind date?
No, I did not get the chance to do the fun fun part of our job. I think Felicity Tony, who works in the our outreach department, she was the one who picked up all the books, and this is her program that she came up with, and she was the one who organized everything. So she got to do the fun part of picking out books.
And the hard part of organizing the whole thing.
Right, yeah. And then wrapping the books, which nobody wants me to wrap books. I'm not the best at present wrapping. So
neither am I.
It's good somebody else did it.
So do you guys have anything else going on for February, Library Lovers Month?
Yeah, so we right now have Little Paper Hearts. We have display and Little Paper Hearts at every branch. And we're encouraging people to take a heart home, decorate it, write down why you love the library, and then bring it back to us. And we're hoping at the end of February to have a display of everybody's hearts to go up.
Lovely. That sounds great. Yeah. It sounds very colorful.
Yeah. And something to get us through February.
Nothing like a little art project past the time.
Yep.
Okay. And is that it for Library Lovers Month?
That's pretty much it. That and the blind date for a book. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all the fun stuff checked off. Now we have to talk about the adulting portion of the list.
Yeah.
PFD and tax forms. How can the library help you with those?
Yeah. So we have paper forms, paper PFD forms, both child and adult at all three branches. We also have the 1040 tax forms and instructions that people are more than welcome to come and pick out. And while the library staff aren't able to give you any kind of advice about your taxes or filing, we can print off other forms. If the standard 1040 is not enough for your needs, we can let us know. We can print off other tax forms for you.
Got it. Well, that's a really useful service. Do a lot of people take advantage of it?
Yes, a lot of people do. A lot of people start calling around like the first week of January asking if we have our tax forms in. And we actually got them very early this year. There's been some years when we get them like end of February, mid-March. So I'm really happy the sooner we get the tax forms so we can get them out to people so they can get their taxes done.
Excellent. Well, that's great to hear. And thank you for doing that service for the public.
Yeah, I'm glad that we have more and more things are going digital these days. So I'm glad that we're still able to provide paper copies for people.
Yeah. All right. Kate Inge, Juneau Public Libraries. Is there anything that we missed today? Anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
No, just we're open 7 days a week, all three branches, but we will be closed Monday the 15th for the holiday.
Excellent. All right. Good reminders there and lots of information available on the website. And is there a good phone number folks can call if they don't want to go online?
Yeah, you can call us at 907-586-5249.
Cool. Thanks so much, Kate. It was great to talk with you. I always love hearing what the library is up to.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. And I'll look forward to talking to you next month.
Take care.